Tilda Swinton for her role in the movie Doctor Strange. In the original comic book, Swinton's character is an Asian man. The fact that a white actress got the role on screen has led to familiar complaints about the lack of diversity in Hollywood. And in this next story, we're going to talk comic books and diversity. It's about a big change for perhaps the most iconic comic book franchise. That's because there is a new Superman. Here's the world's Bradley Campbell.
You think you know Superman, right? I mean, anyone can name his traits.
Strong but silent.
He's a good man.
Superman is always like, I am good and I am noble.
But Superman was really a jerk. That's how he started anyway, back in the 1930s. And I sure as heck didn't know this. Not until DC Comics writer Gene Luen Yang told me.
He's actually kind of a bully. He's not the moral paragon that he is today. He's kind of condescending to the people around him. He likes to make fun of people for not being able to figure out his secret identity. He's really brutal to his enemies. He's not afraid of killing. And it took him a long time to become the Clark Kent that we're all familiar with.
And even in recent decades, Superman has changed a lot. In the 1980s, he was a government lackey. 90s, pure sitcom cheese. He had a moody period next, and of late, he's getting back to his golden boy self. But now, there's an even bigger change, and it's an entire reinvention and addition. DC has created a new Superman, and he's Chinese.
So he's a 17-year-old kid. His name is Kenan Kong. He's growing up in Shanghai. He inherits some of Superman's powers, some of Clark Kent's powers, and he becomes the new Superman, the Superman of China.
Now, let's be clear. This Superman does not replace Clark Kent in the DC universe. Kenan Kong is his own man. When DC made the announcement last summer, a lot of people were pumped. Others, not so much. They called it affirmative action for superheroes. And some Asian Americans were like, why do we even need this? We already got cool heroes of our own. In fact, when DC Comics asked Yang if he wanted to create this Chinese Superman, he balked.
My immediate reaction was no. I thought that was a terrible idea. I did not want to have anything to do with it.
But eventually, he agreed to at least consider the idea and attend some pitch meetings.
During those meetings, this character started talking to me. And, you know, if any writer knows that when a character starts to talk to you, you kind of have to do the project. So I ended up signing on to the project.
Yang liked the idea of Asian American kids being able to see themselves in this new character. There just haven't been that many Asian superheroes in American comic book history. Plus, Kenan Kong is a great answer to a historical wrong, one that dates back to DC's origin.
The beginning of DC Comics was Detective Comics number 1, which came out in 1937. I don't know if you've ever seen the cover of this. Have you seen this?
Never. No. What's it look like?
So the cover of DC Comics number 1 has an image of a character named Ching Lung, who is what we would recognize today as a yellow peril villain. He's a Chinese super genius bent on taking over the Western world. He was designed to play on the fears that America had of the Chinese at the time. And he essentially is an image that denigrates and dehumanizes an entire people group.
It's pretty awful. I actually had DC send me that cover image after the interview, and, well, yeah, it's bad. Although, looking at it makes you understand just how important this new character is.
For DC Comics to take their most iconic symbol, the S emblem, the Superman emblem, and put it on not a Chinese-American character, but a Chinese character, is a way of both apologizing for that original image, and it's also a way of showing how far we've come.
Now, that's not to say we should reject all our past, including our comic books. Yang doesn't. For there are plenty of traits the new Superman shares with the original. This one is my favorite. Kenan Kong starts out as a jerk. For the world, Bradley Campbell, Boston.